it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
David, what was off for you tonight?
Yeah, and I think, getting behind in the count. And then, you know, having to come back in, and they were able to capitalize on that stuff. Had a double play that I could have gotten myself two outs in the first inning, and another thing that they were able to take advantage of.
Even when, you know, you're getting balls in play, see a lot of ground balls, there were many more fly balls today. Any reason in particular that they were able to get the ball in the air?
No. I mean, that's just what they were able to do.
Carlos mentioned, you know, lack of getting the chase below the zone that you usually do. Why do you think that was?
You'd have to ask them. Felt like I made some good pitches. I don't think the off-speed stuff was in the zone enough early, and so then they were able to kind of just lay off of it. Felt good with it. Felt like I was making good pitches with it. They weren't going after anything beneath, and let's tip your cap to them for that.
The previous two starts, you were very effective. Do you feel like you didn't do something that you had been doing in those?
No, I mean, I felt like, you know, a lot of stuff was similar. This was a bad day.
No, late August. You've thrown a lot of innings this year. Just physically, how do you feel like you're holding up at this point?
I'm fine.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.